This morning's responsive reading has come from Psalm 54. So if you would like to join us, take your copy of God's Word and open with us to Psalm 54. In this particular edition that I'm reading from, this large print Bible, this says that this is a Psalm of David when the Ziphims came and said to King Saul, "Doth not David hide himself with us?" It starts off with two words, and this is the title. Simply, save me. Save me. Now, in Scripture, we talk a lot about salvation. And those of you who have a keen eye and a keen mind should come to the conclusion, or ought to come to the conclusion, that there are times when the Bible uses the term or the idea of being saved two ways. Physically speaking, as in the case here, when David is crying out, "Save me," he's not calling upon God to save him from his sin and to save him from the wrath of God, okay, that once abode on his shoulders. We're not talking about the forgiveness of sins, being reconciled to God the Father based on the merits of Christ. This is the other deliverance, the other rescuing, the other salvation that is mentioned. So the context is key. David here is crying out to his God to be delivered from something. Okay? And that something is found in verse 3. "For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them." Stop, pause, and meditate. So notice, number one, he calls them strangers. Now, they were not strangers to David in the sense he did not know who they were. I believe when David here is saying that they are strangers because of how verse 3 ends. They have not set God before them. David knew who his enemies were. He knew King Saul. He knew probably some of Saul's generals or soldiers, because David once fought with them, side by side with them. So he knew them. In that sense, they're not strangers. But they were strangers because David's denominator and their denominator were different. David had God on his side, not because David was special. It was because God simply chose to smile upon David. These other men who were hunting him, God chose not to smile upon them. And therefore, there was no common ground between David and them when Saul decided that David was now his enemy. And those on Saul's side had to also make David their enemy and join in this chase and the hunt. Notice also, "They have been risen up against me." Beloved, if you've been a Christian for any length of time, you ought to realize that eventually you're going to have some enemies that are going to rise up and pop up from time to time. They may be a close friend. One minute they smile upon you, the next minute you cause them to frown. They may rise up within your family. They may be a neighbor. They may be a classmate in school or a professor in college, or maybe a coworker on the job. They're going to pop up. So you need to be prepared, mentally and physically, that eventually you're going to have some enemies. Not because you go out of your way to be foolish or to be a jerk. It just happens. In this case, King Saul hates David. King Saul, jealous and envious of David's popularity. Remember what we read before? David killed his 10,000s, but Saul just a measly 1,000. You would think that King Saul would have been happy that David did so much warfare on his behalf, kept him alive, and kept the crown on his head. But he became envious and jealous. And as soon as Saul became envious and jealous to the point of wanting David to be killed, then David had other enemies willing to step up with Saul and then finish the deed. Notice also, not only were they strangers, not only were they risen up, but they were oppressors to his inner being. Beloved, when you have enemies that are very close to you, That hurts on the inside. I mean, we can be tough. We can be like spiritual John Waynes and say, well, that doesn't affect me. It does on the inside. It does affect you. It is painful. It does hurt. But we have to learn how to respond. And then again, David says, well, they've not set God before them. So here's that cry. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Notice, hear my prayer. This is a cry. O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. So this is David's cry. Save me, deliver me, rescue me, come to my aid. Notice in verse 4, he now goes back. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. So David did have some friends. Not everybody was David's enemies. So if you find a handful of people, maybe one or two trusted companions that love you, okay, and accept you who you are and what you believe, okay, you may disagree on certain points, but overall they love you and they enjoy being with you, then rejoice. Because God is your helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. So it's not all doom and gloom. David had enemies, yes, but he also had friends and companions. He shall reward evil unto my enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. Notice, David is not advocating that God cut them off with the sword, a physical sword. Excuse me, David here is not really calling for their demise. He's basically asking God, if there's going to be any subduing of his enemies, let it be by the truth. What truth? Well, David was not Saul's enemy. From what we read in 1 and 2 Samuel, and then we get into 1 Kings briefly, and then David dies. And then Solomon takes over the helm. Beloved, David went out of his way. Was not David Saul's minstrel? When Saul was having a rough time, who was called in with the harp to settle the king? David. And when Saul had a mission that needed to be taken care of, who did he call upon? David. And so notice, when it comes to our enemies, we are to cut them off. In essence, we are to silence their lips with truth, not with a fist. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon my enemies. So notice, the psalm begins with a cry of save me, deliver me, rescue me. And how does it end? God answered the prayer. For David says, he hath delivered me out of all his trouble. So there it is. God, save me. And may the Lord choose to bless his word. Amen.